My act over the years has been geared towards an American audience. I mean, that's where I live, that's where I work. So to come up to Canada, they would expect me to do some Canadian material, naturally, and I would want to, but it takes a little time, you know, because you have to know what's going on politically in this country and do a lot of reading and a lot of watching. And luckily, I got a satellite dish on my house in Malibu, and now I can pick up CBC.
Apart from that, though, you wouldn't have very much access
apart
to
from that,
the voices
I have
of people like John Turner and
no.
Brian Mulroney when they were new, and you were up at the Liberal Leadership Convention.
That's right, yeah.
Notice that you stayed away from Turner during that presentation. I guess you felt it was a Trudeau night.
Yeah, it was. It was. Boy, at that time, though, they did think it was going to be Turner all the way. I mean, the knight in shining armor, wasn't he?
Can you do Brian Mulroney yet?
Well, I'm working on it. I think it's getting better. I may send him a lisp or maybe a nervous twitch to help things along, because right at the moment now it sounds like a rock slide. He's got the deepest voice of anybody I've heard since Lorne Greene, you know. but I'm working on it. Of course, I think the problems in Canada are simple. I think the solutions are simple. And that's why I think the Canadian people pick me as Prime Minister, because I'm qualified.
He's also a student of the great George Diefenbaker, whom I'm sure would be, or is, turning over in his grave with this 211-seat majority. What would he say?
I think it's wonderful. The Conservatives are finally back into power after many years. I mean, we were going nowhere with Joe Clark. He had about as much charisma as a grape. And now we're back on the right track with this Mulroney. And I wish him the very, very best. I think he's going to go all the way and end up being Pope.
John Turner had a few quirks.
Yes, one of the things, of course, is indecision and floundering around. And I felt during the election he perhaps got a little behind in his work.
It's a good thing.
I think he sounds a lot like Kermit the Frog, too. And now here's Miss Piggy. Yay!
Somebody told me he sounded like Kirk Douglas on speed. I don't know if you
heard that. Kirk Douglas on speed?
Kirk Douglas on speed.